It's now time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show. This podcast is real, raw, uncensored, sometimes gritty, sometimes thought-provoking. This is a life podcast.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Today is December 20th of 2021. Hope everyone's doing good. This week is Christmas. Yes, Christmas is almost here. And, you know, I want to wish everyone a happy holiday. You know, happy Christmas and everything like that. A Merry Christmas to everybody around the world. You know, I mean, some of you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. You know, are a different variation of the holiday, but I want to wish everyone happy holidays from me here at the Cody Springer Show. I'd like to thank everyone for their continued support of the show. And I wanted to give you guys a podcast before I get into the holiday festivities this week. And we're going to remember Brittany Murphy. Yes, Brittany Murphy, the actress. She tragically passed away in 2009. And there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of theories surrounding her death. Her husband, Simon Monjak, as well, you know, because they both died very similar, you know, and it was kind of, definitely weird how they both died seemingly under the same circumstances and everything. So, you know, we're going to get into all that here on the podcast. But before we do, I just want you guys to know that you can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, whether that be Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, TuneIn, many more. You know, like, the podcast is everywhere. You know, the Cody Springer Show is on all these different platforms. And I'd like to give a big thank you to Anchor, who has really made my podcast into what it's become. You know, my podcast has seen some very substantial growth over the past 2 years. And I'd like to thank Anchor for them giving me opportunities to grow my platform and continue to grow my platform. And I hope to continue to grow with Anchor in the years and months to come. So let's get into it. Let's talk about Brittany Murphy. Brittany Murphy, she was born in Atlanta, Georgia, to Sharon Murphy and Angelo Berlotti. They divorced when she was 2 years old. She was raised by her mom in New Jersey. And, so she grew up, basically without her father. She moved to Los Angeles in 1991. So that way she could pursue a career in acting. She was born November 10th, 1977 in Atlanta, Georgia. And then she died December 20th of 2009. So it's been over a decade since Brittany Murphy has passed away. She was 32 years old. And the cause of death has been ruled pneumonia. But, you know, there's been some questions surrounding her death, you know. Was she poisoned? You know, what was this the government silencing Brittany Murphy? Was this a drug overdose? You know, we're going to get into what Wikipedia has said about the situation. It says at 8 a.m. on December 20th, 2009, the Los Angeles Fire Department responded to a medical request at the Los Angeles home that Brittany Murphy and her husband, Simon Monjak, shared. She had apparently collapsed in a bathroom. Firefighters attempted to resuscitate Murphy on the scene. She was transported to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where she died at 10:04 a.m. after going into cardiac arrest. An autopsy was performed the day after she died. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, in a report issued February 10th, that the manner of death was accidental and the cause of death was ammonia, with secondary factors of severe iron deficiency, anemia, and multiple drug intoxication. The coroner found a range of over-the-counter and prescription medications in Murphy's system, with the most likely reason being to treat a cold or respiratory infection. These included elevated levels of hydrocodone, acetaminophen, L-methamphetamine, and chlorpheniramine, which are all legal, the report observed. The possible adverse physiological effects of elevated levels of these medications cannot be discounted, especially in her weakened state. On December 24th, 2009, she was buried at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Hollywood Hills. So with all this information that we've, gathered here, she collapsed in the bathroom. They attempted to resuscitate her, and then she went into cardiac arrest and then died. So they're saying that the cause of death was accidental, and it was ammonia. She had severe iron deficiency, and she was taking a cocktail of drugs. And yeah, I mean, that would probably do it, That would definitely probably do it. However, in January 2010, Murphy's mother, Sharon Murphy, and husband Simon Monjack claim that she did not use drugs or alcohol, and the former did not cause her death. Instead, they attributed it to a heart condition, a mitral valve prolapse. On May 23rd, her husband, Simon Monjack, was found dead at the same Hollywood Hills residence. It was reported that the Los Angeles County Department of Health had considered toxic mold in their house as a possible cause of both deaths, but this was dismissed by the Los Angeles Assistant Chief Coroner Ed Winter, who said that there were no indicators that mold was a factor. Brittany Murphy's mother, Sharon, described the reports of mold contributing to their deaths as absurd and went on to state that inspecting the home for mold was never requested by the health department. In December of 2011, Sharon Murphy changed her stance, announcing that toxic mold was indeed what killed her daughter and son-in-law, and filed a lawsuit against the attorneys who represented her in an earlier suit against the builders of the home where her daughter and son-in-law died. I'm just going to say this right now. I mean, if your house has toxic mold, that shit can make you fucking sick, dude. Like, bad sick. There's this YouTuber that I watched for many, many years, and I still kind of watch his videos here and there, but his name is Kane Carter. Now, Kane, he made a video several years ago, and he was having skin problems. Like, he was having, like, his skin would flake, and then he was throwing up lime green stuff. Yeah, and then the doctors had no idea what was causing him to throw up that lime green shit. Like, they had like 7 doctors, that were looking at him, and they were just like up in arms. Like, they didn't know how to explain it, and like he was just violently ill. So, yeah, man, I think it's very possible that Brittany Murphy and Simon Monjack could have gotten really sick because of toxic mold in their house, because I don't know if you guys ever heard of Chinese drywall, but yeah, that shit right there can make you severely sick. So if your house was built with Chinese drywall, fuck, that can make you really sick and shit, man. So, yeah, man, you can fuck somebody up, man, by, building their house with toxic mold or material that can cause, toxic mold to, rest on. So, I think it's very possible, that could have happened. But let's continue. In January 2012, her father, Angelo Berlotti, applied to the Superior Court of California, requesting that the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office be required to hand over samples of his daughter's hair for independent testing. The suit was dismissed 7 months later after Berlotti failed to attend two separate hearings. In November 2013, Berlotti claimed that a toxicology report showed that deliberate poisoning by heavy metals, including antimony and barium, was a possible cause of his daughter's death. Sharon Murphy described the claim as a smear. So, you got her father who's claiming that she was murdered, that she was poisoned deliberately. Because apparently Brittany Murphy and Simon Monjak were poisoned and killed because they supported a Department of Homeland Security whistleblower. You know, that they were involved in some, you know, whistleblower situation. And the government found out about it. And they wanted to silence Brittany Murphy and Simon Monjak. More so Brittany Murphy. You know, because of Brittany's influence as an actress, you know, she was a star. They wanted to keep her quiet. So, you know, the government, under this theory, poisoned Brittany Murphy and caused her death. Now, again, this is purely speculation. These are theories. You know, there's no proof to the contrary. Now, the other theory is that it was Simon Monjak who is responsible for Brittany's death. Because Simon Monjak, dude definitely wasn't perfect. You know, Simon had some legal issues in the past. You know, he had charges of credit card fraud. Those charges were dropped. But, you know, he, you know, had some, he had, he did some things that were calling his character into question. Now, as far as Simon goes, you know, he died 6 months later. He died May 23rd of 2010. Says here in January 2010, Simon's mother, Linda Monjak, told People magazine that her son was unwell and the doctors are carrying out tests. On whether he has a heart problem, it's not really for me to say. You must ask him. But yes, there have been health issues in the past. I believe it's common knowledge, and it's been in the press that he had a slight heart attack a week before Brittany's death. Simon was found dead May 23rd, 2010, in his house in Hollywood, according to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. Law enforcement sources say that the Los Angeles Fire Department was called there for a medical emergency after Brittany Murphy's mother, Sharon, found Simon Monjak unconscious in the master bedroom around 9:20 p.m. and then called 911. And then he was pronounced dead at 9:45 p.m. The coroner's report found the cause of his death to be acute pneumonia and severe anemia. Similar to the causes attributed to his wife's death 5 months earlier in the same house. He was buried next to Brittany Murphy at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood Hills. So, I mean, that's quite telling, you know. You know, that they died both under practically the same circumstances. Crazy. But, yeah, so they're saying that Simon Monjak, you know, he was controlling over his wife. You know, Brittany had a group of friends, you know, and they were friends with Brittany for a long time. But Simon Monjak, he would find ways to put a wedge in there to isolate her. And like I said, you know, Simon, you know, like the dude definitely had some issues for sure. You know, he hid two children from his wife, and he spent $3 million of her money in 3 years. And, like, basically, he was a control freak. You know, he was a control freak. And, you know, he criticized Brittany, you know, saying that she needed to lose weight and get plastic surgery so that way she would be a better fit for Hollywood. So, maybe with all that, you know, with all that being considered, you know, with the toxic mold, and then Simon's wanting Brittany to lose weight, you know, maybe it was a thing where, you know, Brittany was starving herself. And then it just got to be too much. Because Brittany kind of looked unhealthy, you know, towards the end, I've noticed. Like, if you look at some of her pictures online, yeah, she didn't look so good, you know, in her last few years. But, you know, here's the something that's really interesting. You know, Brittany's mom, Sharon Murphy, and Simon Monjak supposedly shared a bed sometimes after Brittany's death in 2009. And they arranged a photo shoot in Hollywood less than a month after she died. Some spectators noted that they looked more like a couple than a grieving mother and son-in-law. That's fucked up, dude. That is so fucked up. Your wife dies, so you move in on her mother? Wow. That's kind of fucked. I mean, I know, like, people do shit, you know, that they wouldn't normally do, you know, after a loved one dies. You know, people sometimes have a hard time coping with that, you know? So they fall into vices, alcohol, drugs, you know, or sex even, you know. People get caught up in having sex addiction problems, you know, it happens. But for him to try to move in on her mom after her death, that, wow, that's fucked up. That's so fucked up. But yeah, it just goes to show that Simon Monjak here kind of, you know, he was disingenuous and controlling. You know, I mean, hell, he, you know, got rid of her entire team and took over as her manager for the rest of her career. He was even doing her makeup on movie sets. Like, he was in complete control over Brittany Murphy. Complete control. Like, when someone's that much of a control freak, it doesn't end well. And it did not end well, you know, because as a result, you know, Brittany and Simon both died. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. You know, it really is. So, given all this information, what do I think caused Brittany's death? Do I think she was poisoned by the government? Do I think it was toxic mold that made her really sick? Or do I think Simon Monjak had something to do with her death? Well, I don't think Simon, you know, had anything to do with Brittany's death. I don't think he did. As much of a control freak as he was, I don't think he poisoned her or anything like that, no. I just think that, you know, something was causing them both to become super unhealthy. And, you know, they didn't go to a doctor in time to get this sorted out. And, you know, I think it ultimately cost them their lives. So, do I think toxic mold is the reason why they died? It's a good possibility. You know, I do think it's a good possibility. As far as their support of government whistleblowers, you know, and the government coming in to poison them, There's no proof of that. Do I think the government's capable of doing that type of stuff? Yes, I do. You know, I do think the government, you know, at times become threatened by public figures. And, you know, yeah, I think it's a definite possibility that they silenced Brittany Murphy because of that. But there's no evidence to the contrary, so we just have to rule that as speculation. The bottom line is that, you know, Brittany Murphy died, you know, while she was still young, so while still living life. You know, she was 32 years old when she passed away. You know, young. You know, she was, you know, I'm 30, so like I can't imagine going now. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, I just hope that in the afterlife, if you guys believe in that type of thing, you know, I hope that, you know, that Brittany has found peace on the other side and that her soul is at peace. Because, yeah, it seems like she was just at, seems like she just wasn't, in a good place when she passed away. And I think that's kind of, you know, that sucks, you know. But, you know, that was her death. Well, now let's talk about her career. You know, a lot of you remember her as playing Eminem's love interest in 8 Mile. You know, she was in 8 Mile, 2002. She played Alex. You know, her and Eminem had that sex scene, you know, that famous sex scene and shit. And then, but she was also in the movie Don't Say a Word. Yeah, that starred Michael Douglas. You know, that, and then she was also in Clueless as well. You know, that was her breakout film that she was in. And, you know, that's what basically got her career off the ground. But yeah, I mean, she's been in, you know, plenty of notable movies. She was in Just Married, which was a romantic comedy, Uptown Girls, Sin City, and then she was also in the animated film Happy Feet as well. So yeah, she, you know, definitely was in had a lot of work practically in the movie business, and also on television as well. You know, she was in King of the Hill. You know, she was in King of the Hill. You know, she, you know, voiced the character Luann Platter and various other characters as well. You know, she did it for 226 episodes. So yeah, she had a lot of work on King of the Hill. And then she was also on Nash Bridges as well, Boy Meets World, just to name a few. And, you know, and she was nominated for, you know, quite a few awards in her career. You know, she was nominated for several Teen Choice Awards in the early 2000s. And she was also nominated by the Satellite Awards for Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture for Don't Say a Word. And the Awards Circuit Community Awards. So yeah, I mean, Brittany Murphy, she had a storied career, you know, and that's why I want people to remember her for. I don't want you guys to remember her for how she died. You know, that's the thing. When I do these remembering specials on my podcast, I don't want you guys to remember how they died. You know, I mean, yeah, we talk about that because it's part of their story. It's a part of who they were as a person. But ultimately, I want you guys to remember who she was as a person and as a star in Hollywood. You know, that's how I want you guys to remember her for. I don't want you guys to remember her for how she died, you know, because I think that's definitely a, unfortunately, I think that is kind of what people are mostly remembered for, is how they died. Especially nowadays, you know, with a lot of, you know, young people dying early, you know. but I don't want you guys to remember her for, how she died. I want you guys to remember her for who she was, most importantly. I mean, this woman was an accomplished actress. You know, she was also had a little bit of a music career as well. She dabbled a little bit into music, and it was just a shame how she went out. I've so young, 32 years old. She could have accomplished so much more, if she hadn't died, early. You can speculate on how her career would have been had she not passed away, but you can't always play the what if game. You know what I mean? You can't always say, oh, what if this happened or what if that happened? Brittany made her choices. She got married to Simon, and she, fell in love with him. I mean, that's a thing. Like, some people fall in love with people that are not good for them. Some people get with people and not realize what they are until later on in the relationship. And they're like, oh, fuck. What was I thinking? I got with somebody who is controlling, who, is, abusive. And I'm not saying that Simon abused Brittany at all. I'm just saying this as an example. I'm saying, she probably didn't realize what Simon really was. Maybe she felt that, Simon was just trying to help her. I don't know. But, it's just a shame that they both passed away, and whether, Simon, it just seemed like he was, had other motives. I don't know if he was with Brittany because he loved her, or if he was with her because, he wanted to control her career. Which, that happens. If we get with somebody and we love them so much, we just let them take control. We let them make decisions for us. And man, I'm telling you, if you're in a relationship, if you're listening to this podcast, and if you're in a relationship right now, don't lose yourself in your partner. Maintain your sense of identity in the relationship. Don't lose yourself in your partner. Because it's so easy for people to do that. And I kind of feel like that's what happened with Brittany Murphy. She lost herself in her husband, Simon. So, with that being said, I hope Brittany's soul, her spirit, has found peace on the other side, and that, that she is resting in peace. Just a shame that she had to go as early as she did. And even for Simon Monjak, I hope he's found peace on the other side. He might have some things to answer for, and he might still be answering for those things on the other side. But, we don't know what's on the other side until we actually cross over, because I do believe that we do cross over when we pass away. But, we don't really know until we get there. But yeah, guys, that'll conclude my podcast in remembrance of actress Brittany Murphy. And I'd like to thank you guys once again for listening to the podcast and tuning in as always. Remember, the Cody Springer Show is available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, and many more platforms. Many ways to listen to the Cody Springer Show. And I am signing off. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.